Vassar on the same night will be taking on Genesee at Genesee.
Should be a good time. Last week on the WLF Sports Network, though, we witnessed perhaps one of the most bizarre games we have ever broadcasted in 6 years. Lakers led Vassar. They held them scoreless through the first quarter and halfway through the second quarter. So it was down to a 22-0 lead for Lakers. But then for the remaining 4 minutes and 18 seconds of that first half, the floodgates open, and Vassar rattles off 18 straight points to trail at halftime by just 4, 22-18.
Yeah. After a while, the spurts, they were ruling on the first part of the game, but after a while, they stopped, giving way to the sputter. But it was the Vassar Vulcans that sputtered more, and the Lakers started seeing what was available to them, and they just went ahead and just blew them out. And it wasn't even close at the end for a great hard-fought victory for their coming home.
The Vassar Vulcans then hosted Millington on Wednesday, nearly upset the Cardinals, falling just by 6 points, 52-58. It's been a tough go at it for the Vulcans. They now have dropped 7 games in a row and have won just once in their last 14.
Millington is no slouch. That is a good team. And to lose by 6 to them in their gym, by the way, I think that's really something. The Vulcans of Vassar, I think they have talent, and they can stay with anyone. So, if we want to extrapolate a little bit, watch out for next year. These kids are going to be something to be reckoned with.
Forecast City, it's been difficult as well, though. The Redhawks started out on a 5-2 mark to start the season, but have been able to muster just 1 win in 11 games since.
I don't know how to assess this. I mean, the Hawks may have hit that proverbial game 16 wall a little bit earlier than anticipated, but they have yet to recover. I've watched them a few times of late, and they have the talent. I know they do. And tonight is going to be just a huge test. I know they would like to go ahead and avenge their earlier loss to the Vulcans of Vassar.
It's Vassar and Cass City as each try to right their ship in the land, as the land of the MHSA tournament is nearing. The Vulcans against the Redhawks on Sports Radio 102.1, your Harwood home for high school hoops.
The Huron County Farm Bureau agents would like to make sure that you get to and from all the sporting events this winter safely while saving money. Everyone knows that high school sports mean a lot to the community, so make sure to go out and support your local teams. There's no better place to go this basketball season to be local and save money than Farm Bureau Insurance. Farm Bureau Insurance has been working for you since 1949 to help keep your loved ones safe, especially during the winter months. Stop by and see one of your local Farm Bureau agents. Tim Fritz in Bad Axe, Harrison Gundon in Elkton, Casey Yon in Harbor Beach, Bill Weitzel in Pigeon, and Deb Croswick in Unionville. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Huh. All right, the line's hey, you over there, guys, come on, just get in line. We'll start the interview process shortly, right? Come on.
Yo, Greg, what are you doing, man? What's the big crowd of people for?
Hey,
come on, man, what are you doing? Sorry, hold on, let me put this down. Hey there, Mike, I won't even make you get in line. We can do your interview right away. Only the best treatment for my best friends. I just got a new Samsung Galaxy S7 from ThumbCell for only $299, and right now I can get 50 bonus gigs for myself and 50 bonus gigs to give to someone else, which is why I'm holding these interviews. I need to find someone worthy of such a marvelous gift.
Holy cellular splendor. Yeah, I'll totally take that interview. 50 bonus gigs from Thumb Cellular would be awesome. Now, what do you need to know?
Right now at Thumb Cellular, get 50 bonus gigs for you and 50 for a friend. Stop into any of the offices of Thumb Cellular in Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, or Sandusky to see why Thumb Cellular is the talk of the Thumb.
You love Thumb Cellular.
Insurance agents and basketball teams have something in common. They both depend on teamwork. That's why the Farm Bureau Insurance Reggie Ignash Agency is a proud sponsor of Cass City Basketball, encouraging today's youth and recognizing the importance of the right combination of academics and extracurricular activities, along with teamwork, is what sets those of us in the Thumb area apart from others. When you find yourself in need of a change in your insurance carrier or an update in any of your existing policies, please call Reggie Ignash in Cass City at 989-872-4432 and let him become a part of your team. We are Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Listen to the WLAW Sports Network in more ways than ever before. Tune to Sports Radio 102.1. Download the Cruise 102 app on your Apple or Android device. Or listen live and worldwide at WLAWsports.com. Mark Ramsey with John Mooney, as always, in our eighth broadcast of the season. One more week of the regular season to go as the JV squads of Cass City and Vassar are finishing up right now. 30 seconds left in the fourth as Cass City JV leading 54-48.
It's a hard-fought win for the Cass City Redhawks JV.
It's been a back and forth so far. It seems one team's up by six and also the other team's up by six.
This is truly the game of spurts. No sputters on this one. 17 seconds to go. We got a foul fest is what we have.
That's exactly what it's turned into here. It is. The crowd's starting to show up. We got the band directly to our right. So this should be a fun night, John.
Oh, yes.
I will say Cass City has a fantastic program.
Yes, they do.
They do. But as far as broadcasting right next to a band, it's not the most preferred mode of transportation, but we'll take it.
All I can say, it's a blast.
Okay. Well, the Vassar Vulcans enter tonight at 3-15 on the road overall. Their best win would be against Cass City when they beat them by 14 points at home, 59-45. Their worst loss, well, there's about 12 of them. Vassar is 1-7 in league play. That puts them in last place all by their lonesome, seven games behind USA. Jacob Mayhew is wrapping up his first year as head coach at Vassar with 18 games under his belt, just three victories. Offense has been a struggle for the Vulcans this season, averaging just 39 points a game. However, that is improving, even from a week ago. Vassar has scored over 40 points in each of their last five games. The reason we bring that up is that only happened four times in their first 13 games of the season. Through 18 games, Vassar scores on average 39 points a game and allows 53.7 on defense, an overall average of negative 14.7 points. The road has not been too friendly to the Orange and Black either. Vassar is 1-7 when they play away from the Cass Ritter floodplain, and they score less and allow more. Their offense slips down to 36.8 points a game, and defensively up to 56.5, so an average away deficit for Vassar of 19.7 points, not in their favor. Vassar has not lost to Cass City in four seasons and seven tries. The last time the Vulcans fell to the Redhawks was February 28th, 2013, 33-32. Now, John Mooney, why don't you tell us about the roster of the Vassar Vulcans?
That's quite a statistic, by the way, Clark. Now, as far as the second meeting between these two squads, Coach Jacob Mayhew's Vassar Vulcans, he does have one of the area's youngest teams this year. That is true. He does return seniors Luke Bogert and Caleb Weisenberger, and they introduce sophomore Ricardo Macon, junior Jackson Noel, who's got a great first step to the hoop, and maybe a couple three or four or five or six in between. These players are really something. In fact, I really do believe that it's going to be up to the three characters, I think, tonight is Ricardo Macon, Jackson Noel, and Luke Boger to carry the load for the Vassar Vulcans. Because while this season has been a struggle for them, valuable experience has been gained, and it might just go ahead and materialize tonight.
We're going to take a short break as it is Parents Night, it appears here. In Cass City, you're listening to the WLW Sports Network. Vassar on the road at Cass City coming up next.
In Michigan, we're no stranger to cold winters. And with cold winters come heavy coats, boots, shovels, and how can we forget? High energy costs. Kohler Propane of Bed-Ax, Brown City, and Memphis are working hard to keep your energy costs down. Kohler's budget plan allows a cap on your per gallon price so you never go above a certain price level. And with Kohler Propane's Keep Full program, you'll be assured you'll never run out of propane. Kohler Propane has no tank lease charges with minimum usage and no hidden fees. So lock in your best propane price. Call the local company, Kohler's, toll-free at 888-950-7975. Or go to www.getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohlers.
Get great February Truck Month lease deals on brand new 2017 Chevrolet trucks and SUVs at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25, and Sebring. Now through